I think we've had two outstanding days of work. Got the guys out on the field. They were noticeably sore, you know, practice. Typically, this is not a day when you're on the field. But they pushed through it. We got a lot done. We did a lot of individual. We worked on basic plays. We did some one-on-one stuff, and it was a good day. The meetings were outstanding. We also took care of some league business. They got the NFL life skills seminar going on now, and so I kind of used this day also to take care of some league business, a couple videos we had to watch, and so it's been good. Each guy will have a plan as we move forward here through the end of the week. I think what's important is that they realize is this is not time off. If they choose to leave town, it's just time away. It's important that spend time thinking about what went well and what didn't go well in the first half of the season. Get refocused and revitalized and get ready to play a lot of football. This is a lot later by than what I'm used to, but we're going to take advantage of the time. And, you know, each player and coach has things that we need to get better at, and I think that's what this is for. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Where do you hope Brandon is more mentally than anything else at this point? I mean, I think he understands that he needs to play better. Where do you hope he's understanding now?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can all do things better. You know, if we're sitting here at 9-0, then maybe the approach is a little bit different, you know. I think there's a lot of things all the players can do. You know, I think he's done some good things in the first nine games to basically play every snap. He's had a lot of opportunities to do some good things, and then there's some things that and some throws and some decisions and some things that, you know, he'll learn from. You know, I think that's just natural. That really is the routine that all players go through, and it's amplified when you're a rookie quarterback in this league. It really is, and there's a lot of teams right now playing with rookie quarterbacks, and you can look as individuals and as teams, there have been some ups and downs, and I think that's we get a chance to refocus and recenter and go back and look at the things that he does well, the plays and the progressions that he's executed at a high percentage, and try to focus on that.
Brent Chilis talks about how he wants Brandon to be aggressive. Do you think he is aggressive enough?
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a fine line between being aggressive and, of course, being very careful with the football. But you can't take a guy that's not aggressive and make him aggressive. But you can take a guy that's aggressive with the football that has trust in his skill and ability and make him understand, hey, there are times when you can't save every play. And I think that's okay.
Well, I wonder Phil Taylor and Phil Dawson.
Yeah, I excuse them. It's all's good with them. The Phils are fine.
What do you think you need to do better? You said all the coaches and players can do things better.
Yeah, well, I think when I look at it, I'm going to look at everything that from game management to how we communicate. I'm going to look at everything, and I constantly do it. It's like when everything, you know, it's interesting. You talk about halftime adjustments. People say, well, they don't. Adjustments happen throughout the game, not just at halftime. And I think that's the case when you're a coach. Adjustments happen throughout the season, just not the bye week. And so we'll just keep going through the process, try to streamline it, make sure we're getting the most out of all of our players, try to make sure we're getting the most out of all of our coaches. We need to continue to inspire these guys to achieve. And I'll just look at all those types of things. It's easy to be critical of why'd you run it, why'd you throw it, all that. You know, those are things that are always open for discussion. And we've done a good job of going through most of them. Have we missed anything? If we did, let's get it cleaned up. And then, but beyond that, you know, I think what's important is I got to find a way to get a little bit better in all areas so that those games like we played Sunday become victories. Because, you know, again, I made the comparison to our Baltimore game here last year against, you know, and there was a huge difference. Although the score wasn't much different, there was a huge difference in the team that we put out there, in my opinion, this year than last year. And we got to find a way now to take that and get victories. That's what we got to do.
A lot of teams come through here that have gotten off to slower, difficult starts, and things have fallen apart in the second half of the season. When you look at your football team, what do you see in them that makes you feel really good about these final seven games of the season coming back?
Well, the reason I feel good about it is I've watched the way they've approached each week. You know, it's easy to let that happen way before half of the year has gone by. And I haven't seen our guys do that. I really haven't. I see a bunch of guys in that locker room that love to play the game. They're very prideful. They got a name on the front and the back of their jersey, and they're prideful about everything that they do. And I anticipate that, because that's the foundation of where these guys are at, that we'll continue to get better. And that's why I'm very confident it'll happen.
Can I talk to a couple of players? I mean, they were talking about how they were upset because they didn't execute, and they haven't been much of the year executing as well with the game on the line that they did before that. How much of that is psychological at this point with young players, and how much of it is physical?
We got to break over that threshold. You know, regardless of what got said or what happened, we got to a point where we were winning 15, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, 15 to 14 with a little under 9 minutes to go. Now we as a team, everybody included, need to find a way to win, you know, finish with a victory. And so, yeah. And then I think once you do it more, you know, once you do it once and then, okay, I've been here before, and then it repeats itself.
Go
ahead.
You go through the media gauntlet every day with us and after games. Since the
That's your phrase, the gauntlet.
since the new owner has been on the job, do you go through a gauntlet with him after each game?
I communicate with Jimmy Haslam. I communicate with Joe Banner pretty regularly, but you know we don't talk about the things that we necessarily talk about in here, but we discuss sometimes regular. Sometimes irregular basis.
Has it changed yet since what you were used to under Holmgren?
I think, in terms of what how we communicate, I don't sense a change yet.
Is there a Sunday night meeting to discuss the game or a Monday morning meeting with those men?
We communicate the day right immediately after the game, typically either on the phone or. Normally there's some communication on Monday, but I think that's natural. I wasn't involved in that communication in Philadelphia, but I'm sure Andy Reid has the same, and then I know Steve Spagnuolo. That's just normal and natural.
Just to get an idea, Jimmy said he was going to be involved. So just to get an idea, I mean, does he pin you down and say, why'd you make that call on second and seven, what was up with the third and one call? Does he ask questions that specific?
He's fairly confident you guys will cover that, I'm sure. But, no, I think we talk about, and again, our conversations, of course, are private, but I would say we talk about broader issues.
How does Brandon handle either coaching or criticism when you guys break down the film and say, whatever, we wanted you to throw the ball here, or why'd you do that? How does he handle those?
I think he handles it fine, in my opinion, in a way that promotes learning. He's very quick to say he made a mistake. That's where it's tough, when you have to convince a guy, hey, listen, this was wrong, you know, when, you know, the sky is blue, and we all know that, you know. That's when it's hard for a player to get better, if he won't admit that he screwed the thing up. Just like I'll admit when I screwed it up, you know, or I'll admit when I would rethink what I would, you know, I mean, I think that's important. Then you got a chance to get better. And so I see that about his personality that's good. Quite frequently when you coach a quarterback, you say, okay, now what were you thinking here? You know, and then that's kind of where it starts. and would you agree we should have done this? Yeah. You know, it's not a whole lot of yelling and throwing chairs, but, you know, I think, you know, that's what kind of you go through.
You're satisfied with his accountability, and you feel like he takes the constructive criticism properly?
Yes. My relationship with him, absolutely.
He still seemed kind of testy, you know, today. Usually by the time he shows up the next time he sees us after the game, he's shaking it off and he's moved on. He still seemed, you know, sort of frustrated, a little bit testy today. I don't know. Can you...
Regarding what?
Just...
The fact we lost? Probably.
I don't know too. If it was that or he's taken a lot of criticism since that game. So my question is, I mean, do you think in some ways it might be good for him to head into the bye week, you know, kind of feeling like he really needs to...
Go into the bye week challenged, is that what you think?
Yeah.
As opposed to going into the bye week after...
Do you notice that he's sort of a little bit, you know, not happy with himself right now?
No, I think we all wish we'd have won that football game and are disappointed we didn't. I'm sure we all show it different ways. But that's okay. It's okay to be disappointed. I think where the mental toughness comes in is you learn the best you can from it and you move forward, you know. You know. And
how much of your thinking is...
Hope I answered your question, but, you know, the fact that he's testy and all that, you know, I don't know. Again, those are your words, and they're good words, but, I think he just... wishes maybe we could have won the football game. We all could have done better.
With him, how much of your thinking becomes big picture that you believe in him, he's your guy, and he is still a rookie, so he's going to have games where he's going to struggle, but yet you live with that in a sense. And
good question. Yeah, I do believe in him, and he is our guy, and I know it's not going to be perfect, and it's not going to be pretty all the time. That's fine. But we got to do what we got to do to win games, play better. No.
When you coach in that area, whether it's you should have tried to fit it in this window here as opposed to checking it down, is that a, I don't know, difficult area to coach or one of those kind of gray areas as opposed to you should have picked the, you know? Because it seems like it's not just right or wrong whether or not you try to force a ball or check it down.
Yeah, I mean, that's why each pass has a progression. You know, you're throwing it in a certain place or trying to throw it to a certain person, and if they're open, give it to them. If not, you move on. Situations dictate, you know, in terms of what you do with the football. You may call the same play in two different situations. One where it needs to be in the end zone, you know. Other one where let's just make sure we advance the ball, and the same play may get executed differently. So that's where it's important that a quarterback has to have a big view of things. But he also has to be honed in on the details so that, you know, or we're trying to throw the ball down the field, something simple. And he just gets a little bit harassed, and the running back's open, so you give it to him. You know, now we may have not gotten a 20-yard chunk, but that 6 or 8 yards, as opposed to taking a sack, you know, can be a good thing, you know. And so, you know, I think that's where it's not always black and white, although the results tend to be, right? And I think that's where when you coach a guy, you know, you just try to do the very, very, very best you can on each play. And each situation sometimes dictates. I made the point 2 weeks ago, in 4 minutes, instead of trying to fit one in or throwing the ball away, taking a sack is the right thing. In most other situations, that's not the case. So, you know, and having to go through all that, you know, you learn. You learn.
Did you see eye to eye when he says, that guy's not open? That's you.
He's a little taller than me, but typically, yeah. Yeah, yeah. He doesn't deflect, if that's what you're getting at.
No, he'll say, on this play, Greg wasn't open.
So I checked it down. Do you usually say, yeah,
usually
right,
you
Greg
see
wasn't
that.
Open?
Yeah, usually you see it that way.
It's not 100%. The bye week's good for his ribs.
Mm-hmm.
And when he gets to 100%, you see a whole new trend, a whole different trend.
That's awesome.
Well, what do you think that is? I mean, he's had 100 yards the last two games.
Yeah.
I mean, do you see what he's talking about?
Well, I see a young man that's a rookie fighting through an NFL season. And sometimes that deals with playing with injury, soreness, what have you. And I see a guy that realizes that he physically can get, you know, a little better. And he knows that it'll help his performance. So that's good. That's good. Yeah. Hope he gets better.
How long did it take him, without having that preseason, to really have his timing with his offensive line?
I think he missed some critical time in the preseason. I do. And it's really more important for young guys than it is for veteran players. Ben Watson missed time, and then he was back in there and has done some good stuff, you know. And I think his timing will only get better and better as he plays more. So
did it take him 3 weeks, a month, or what, to get that timing?
I don't know if you can put a time span on it. I think the more he practices, each field opportunity, he has a chance to get better. And I see him taking advantage of it.
Playing pretty well lately. Josh Gordon's emergence has helped Greg?
I think Greg kind of refocused on some things, and I'm glad he's having some. Because really, I mean, he doesn't always catch the most balls, but he's a tough sucker, and he's out there blocking, and you know, you feel his presence out there, you know, and I. You know, he's gotten away from doing some of the things that are not, you know, that I don't care for, which good. So he's listening, you know. He wants to be a good player. He wants to be a good pro. And I've said this. As long as there are players, we work with them. And he's making good progress. Now, Josh Gordon being here, anytime you have players that are competing to get better within your group, I think it helps.
So many of his drop passes were not looking the ball in and looking ahead for the next thing, and that there was some conversation about just getting the first down, taking what's given to you. There's a fine line, though, with that, isn't there?
Yeah. As far as catching it before you do something else, yeah. We talk frequently about first things first. You know, you catch the ball. Now you want to, you know, the transition wants to be smooth, so you get yards after the catch and whatnot. But I think the focus always is first things first. And it's good that he was able to verbalize it to you that way.
Yeah, Josh could talk about how he felt the constant change that happens within an organization, throughout an organization, when a team loses. And, what are your thoughts about the importance of continuity, both at the coaching staff level, the employer level, for an organization that's trying to get to the next level?
Well, I think it's safe to say, as long as you feel like you got all the right people in place, continuity is the best, because we all get a chance to know each other better, work together longer, and I think that points towards efficiency. And so, yeah, and Josh is probably a good one to talk to, because there's been a lot of change in Josh's tenure. And he would, of all people, relative to the Cleveland Browns, it's safe to say he should have an opinion, because he's been here for a lot of change. And, the fact that he recognizes that continuity is good, I think is a worthy comment.
What's the next step in Josh Gordon's development or progression?
Well, I think it's overall consistency. All the little things that maybe are not obvious to somebody watching the game, you know, when it's free access, the depth of routes, getting in and out of your breaks, develop more of a route tree. You know, there's a handful of things that we know he does well. Make it two handfuls of, you know, so just the development of the position within our offense, and then really focus on every opportunity you have to catch a football, make it work. So.
A little bit of this year.
Sure.
You know, last year he had the big season, and production-wise, at least in terms of the black and white numbers, it looks like it's down. But there's things that are – he's seeing different things, isn't he? Talk a little bit more about some guys sliding over to him.
Yeah, I think he's a little bit of a target in terms of, he's an outstanding pass rusher. And they can – teams can do things where they tip the protection his way, you know. As we get better at rushing the passer in all four spots there up front, I think you'll see his production start to go up again. Again, the raw numbers, and we talk about the raw numbers, I still feel like he's battling and contributing in a pretty significant way.
Has he been better against the run this year than a year ago?
I think so. I do. At this point, I think he's played the run better than he did, definitely, than last year.
Taylor back in there kind of adjust the way the defensive line is aligned to help him some?
You know, I didn't notice it last week. You know, they kind of played it pretty straight, you know, based on the way they tried to block us. And Phil was part of the rotation. He played half the snaps. As time goes on, we'll see. We'll see. Go ahead.
What are you going to do?
I'll be here.
During the whole time?
Yeah, I'll be here. I'll be here or at home. You know, I like both spots, you know. And I don't have any plans. I may change the routine just a little bit, but I'll be around. Yeah, instead of 5 or 4:30, yeah. I'm an early riser. I probably will always be an early riser, but the routine changes once you wake up. You know, I think to change the routine once in a while is a good thing. But you still get your work done.
Is that one of Foster Rucker's better games?
I thought he played well. I thought he played well against the Ravens. He didn't have his best game the week before. You know, and that's. But I thought he battled, and you know, I felt him out there.
As far as your talks with Mr. Haslam, has he outlined to you maybe where he wants to see progress?
We talk in general terms, big picture, but in terms of an outline or this is where I'm looking and this is how to quantify it and all that, I would say no. I what I sense one of my conversations with Jimmy is. His passion for making this thing right, and we all know what that means.
Do you think he sees the big picture of what's going on here beyond, you know, because if you look at it on the surface, 2-7 is 2-7, and obviously it's not where you want to be.
Absolutely.
But based on your conversation with him, do you think that he's seeing the big picture other than just 2-7?
That's a question for him. I definitely wouldn't want to answer that for him. You'd have to ask him. You know, I think each situation's different, right? We're all trying to get the black and white, the hard numbers right. But I think each situation's different. Regardless of when you come to an organization, some organizations have further to go to build a consistent winner. You know, sometimes there's not comparisons. And I think that's what we all want to do. You want to build a team that's a consistent winner. And, you know, sometimes building is painful. Trust me on that. You know, it just is. Now, how everybody looks at it and how we kind of paint that into the picture of the hard numbers, that's for somebody else to decide. I just got to keep driving the team and fighting to get victories. And that's my little world.
Thank you.